Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
All right, we are back, and as promised, all right, I tried to reach this guy, Bob McGuffey, today, who wrote this memo, the Town Hall Action Memo. It's actually entitled, hold on, let me scroll up here. His website is rightprinciples.com. And rocking the town hall's best practices, he writes. And here are some of the highlights, or lowlights, depending how you look at it. Organize for success. Alert people in the district to watch for the first announcement of a town hall. There may be as little as a week's notice. Have a central person advised so that the alert can be distributed to as many potential supporters as possible. The organizers should go to this website, projectvotesmart.org, and obtain the representative's voting record. Goes on and on. Talks about preparing questions. Use the Alinsky playbook, of which the left is so fond. Freeze it, attack it, personalize it, and polarize it. You only need to distribute 5 or 6 well-constructed questions. So they're telling these people to get these questions and distribute them to all the people who will go to this event. And, yes, they do bus people in. Then he writes, should you seek visibility for your group voicing opposition to the representative's voting record and agenda, you could schedule a press conference 20 minutes before the town hall is scheduled to begin. It tells them to write a press release, how to do all this. Then get their team together and spread out in the hall and try to be in the front half. The objective is to put the representative on the defensive with your questions and follow-up. And it talks about you need to rock the boat early in the representative's presentation. Watch for an opportunity to yell out and challenge the representative's statements early. If he blames Bush for something or offers other excuses, call him on it, yell back, and have someone else follow up with a shout out. This is what they're urging people to do. Disrupt these town hall meetings. And I'll play you audio from one that took place yesterday in Philadelphia, and I will share with you the conversations I had with the jerk who wrote these things. Stand by. It's Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler on Air America Radio.
All right, so I was telling you before the break about this memo that this guy Bob McGuffey wrote. And it's linked to from my blog at RadioOrNot.com, from the Nicole Sandler show page at AirAmerica.com, and I got it from ThinkProgress.org. They have it up there. It's called the Town Hall Action Memo, and it's a PDF of this 10-page memo. And if you scroll down to the second-to-last page, the bottom of the ninth page, you'll see it was, it says, for more information, contact Pamela Fowler, State Coordinator of Connecticut Tea Party Patriots, and her phone number and email address, or Robert McGuffey at his phone number and email address. So I tried calling him, and I first tried emailing him, and he never responded, so I called him. Now, I didn't ask if I could record the call, so I just transcribed it. And he answered, Bob McGuffey. And I said, hi, Bob, this is Nicole Sandler from America Radio, calling to ask if you'd be willing to talk with me about your organizing strategy. No. No. May I ask, why not? And then there was about 2 seconds of silence and another 2 seconds of silence. And he said, because I'm not trying to get the word out to your listeners. He's got a thick New York accent. I'm trying to get the word out to listeners who were standing up for the principles on which the country was founded and limited government. And you guys aren't about limited government. So I said, well, do you think what you're doing is the right way to go about challenging the Democrats? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I said, really? By disrupting Democratic club meetings and town hall meetings? By disrupting, really? That's constructive? Oh, yeah. Well, you may be using that word, but it's also about getting our message heard in those town halls, because they're usually one way, and they're also selected for favorable response. And then I said, no, they're representatives who want to have meetings with their constituents. And then Bob said, can I call you back or something? I'm on another call. I said, yeah. Oh, will you call me back and we can tape something from my show? Nah, probably not. But, yeah, I mean, what good is it gonna, you know? And I said, because I'd like to understand where you're coming from. And then he said, I've been misquoted around and around. And I interrupted him. I said, I do a radio show. Your words would be heard exactly as you say them. It would not be edited, or you can come on live between 11 and 1. That's okay. I'll take a pass. I got to go back to doing other things. And he hung up. Well, you know, a couple of hours went by, and I was doing my show prep and trying to figure out, you know, where I was going to go with this thing. And I thought, I got to call him back. Now, I do remember the old tricks from the radio days, my, you know, morning show radio days. And we'd call someone, say, hi, you're on the air at blah, 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 blah. So this time I started off by telling him I was taping him.
Bob McGuffey.
Hey, Bob McGuffey, Nicole Sandler again, recording for Air America Radio. I know you said you'd get back to me, so I thought I would call you back because I didn't hear back from you. I'm reading over this thing that you wrote, the best practices rocking the town halls, and I just have a few questions for you, because I saw some of the video from the town hall in outside of Philadelphia yesterday, and I was wondering, are you like bussing people in from other districts to get them to stand up and make noise at these town hall meetings?
People are everywhere. Are you recording this?
Yeah,
right
I said I was recording.
Excuse me?
I said that as soon as I got you on the phone. I said, Nicole Sandler recording for Air America Radio.
Yeah. No, nobody's bussing anybody in. Of course, these people are in every congressional district in the country, and they're reaching out for a way to get the message through to their local congresspeople that they do not support the agenda coming out of Congress right now.
So you wouldn't have a problem with maybe like a card check going into these town hall meetings, making sure the people who are actually there are in the district of the representative who's speaking?
I don't have any.
No?
Look, I didn't agree to do an interview with you, and I'm not going to do an interview with you. So,
well, I just want to understand what this is that you're doing. Because, you know, when I said disrupting these town hall meetings, you had a problem with that word. So I'd like to know what it is. I'd use the word disrupting, and you said if you want to use that word, but I can't. I've been watching videos since we hung up, and I'm trying to figure out what it is you're calling for if it's not disruption. I mean,
I'm not going to do the interview. So no, because I've been misquoted. I'm looking at what's on the websites right now. But people are making stuff up out there about this. You have it in front of you. You know the words that are being used.
But I'm talking to you. I'm not going to edit this. It will air exactly how we're speaking, so I can't possibly misquote you.
It's not airing. Goodbye.
Hello? All right, so that's when he finally hung up. He kept saying, I'm not doing this interview, and then he'd answer the question. Anyway, just thought you would get a kick out of that. If anybody else would like to call him, you can. I'm not going to give out the phone number on the air because that would be wrong. But this town hall action memo, again, is linked to from my blog at radioornot.com and from the Nicole Sandler Show page at airamerica.com. And it's a PDF file. It opens up. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the ninth page, it's nine. There are 10 pages. There's his name and phone number and email address. So, you know, maybe he'll answer a question for you, because I certainly couldn't get him to really answer any questions for me. All right. Yeah, that's my little mischief making for the night.